Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
News dump. And I am alive.
Hey-o. You have, I think we can say, officially survived whatever strand of COVID you've got. You look a little more lively today.
The energy is back. And you want to know why? CinemaCon!
Oh, you got rejuvenated by CinemaCon, huh?
I'll tell you what, I had no idea what this was 3 days ago.
Yeah, it seems fake. Doesn't seem like a thing. You don't need to host an event for something you can do on Twitter.
I think that we're going to get most of the trailers this weekend, if not the week after, and we'll cover that either on Monday's news dump or the news dump after that. But there is so much CinemaCon to cover!
Yeah, I mean... And this is so dumb, too, because, like, you have all these, it's not a good idea for the movies because they release these trailers and then all you have is third party, you know, people trying to report what the trailer gave you instead of just releasing the trailer. So stupid.
Can I jump ahead to one of these real quick?
Yes, please do.
CinemaCon! We are getting reports, the early reactions on Top Gun Maverick, that it is the greatest movie of all time.
Right, and how could anyone ever say that based off, like, the initial trailer of a movie that's a sequel to a movie from 1986 or whatever year that came out?
I guess what you can point to is that Tom Cruise is now a bona fide superstar. If there was a Hall of Fame of movie stars, he would be a first ballot 100% guy. So maybe that carries it into a different stratosphere. Plus, they do have very good actors playing those ancillary roles.
Goo, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Draw a line in the sand.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that Top Gun Maverick is not going to be better than any of the last four Mission Impossible movies.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I know that you are very good with the Metacritic.
Sure.
Give me the over-under on the Metacritic score.
Oh, for Top Gun Maverick?
Yes.
I would say if it hits 60, it's a success. So I'll say 59.5.
59.5. And will you take the over or under?
I'll take the under.
I will pound the over. This is being written about as if it is our Citizen Kane.
What does the first one have? Do we know?
No idea. You'd have to look that up. But we didn't do that much research.
I'm going to look it up on my phone. That way I don't ruin my internet here on my phone.
All right. You
computer.
Do that. I'm going to jump to some Hollywood goss.
Hot juicy goss.
Have you been following this Johnny Depp thing?
Oh, yeah.
I am so confused. Like, I'm not rooting for her. She seems like someone that made a lot of this up.
May I interrupt you?
I'm going to let you interrupt me. You raise your hand.
The first Top Gun, 50 on Metacritic.
So you're going to say right around there for the sequel then?
If it gets that, I think people will be, I don't know if they'll be happy with it, but they'll be fine with it.
All right, so back to Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Someone not to root for, but
Poop
then...
Heard around the world, dare I say.
But then when Johnny Depp starts to speak, I feel like I'm out of my depth when I'm figuring out what's happening here.
What character is Johnny Depp playing? Because it's not Johnny Depp. Why is he
talking?
He's
played like four different characters.
It's incredible. So, like, first of all, so each new day there's like a funny new development in the case. And it's a defamation lawsuit of Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard, I believe.
And he's only suing her for like $15 million, right?
Yeah, it's more the principle of the whole thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because if you remember, Goo, when this first came out, people were accusing Depp of like being a woman beater.
And
then as more details came out, they were like, hold on a second. Amber Heard seems to have done wrong here.
But because of those first, allegations, there we go, he lost many of movie roles.
Right, right. There was definitely, and this is how Hollywood reacts to these things. Instead of doing some vetting, they just immediately cut ties with people. We saw this with James Gunn. So this trial, you know, obviously does have some stakes on the table. But it's hysterical that Depp is, like, having fun with it. Because I think he thinks
it is so weird that he's having so much fun.
I think he thinks her defense attorney is a joke. And he sort of is. He objected to
that, Mac.
Yeah, he objected to his own question the other day on the fact that Johnny Depp has testified under oath that the meal leading up to the poop was a cheesy gordita crunch from Taco Bell is all time hysterical. Like, it doesn't get much better than that. And the story of how the turd is discovered is an all time funny story. Just everything, you know, obviously a marriage, you know, has fallen apart, and it seems like Amber Heard is a very troubled person. Not that Depp may not have his own issues, but outside of that, from a normal, everyday, average Joe perspective, it's fucking hysterical to watch this.
Now, was it Frank who pooped the bed?
Oh, who pooped the bed?
I think Frank pooped the bed because poopy's funny. Yeah, I think poop is funny.
Yeah.
Also, with the juicy Hollywood goss, this is at CinemaCon. Olivia Wilde, while presenting her new movie, Don't Worry, Darling, which looks like a very sexual film between
Florence Pugh and Harry Styles.
Her beau.
Oh, wait, are Harry they together? Style.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a real nice couple. I did not know that. Credit. Hey, good for Harry Styles. Good for Florence Pugh. That's a great couple.
No. Olivia Wilde's beau.
Oh, she's dating Harry Styles?
Wow, you just really just took a turn.
Yeah, I don't care for Olivia Wilde.
Well, you just took a rail turn. Wow.
I thought it was one of those things where Florence Pugh and Harry Styles acted in this movie together.
I'm going to need you to stay up on the juicy Hollywood goss moving forward.
I feel like now that you've said that, I had heard that. Come on, Harry Styles.
Well, either way, while
Harry
presenting
Styles, like, top rock star on the planet. Come on.
While presenting her movie, while discussing her movie, she was served with child.
Custody?
She served with papers. Thank you. Custody papers.
Yeah.
And she just kind of went about her business after thinking for a second. So good on her. But then Jason Sudeikis said immediately after, I didn't want that to happen.
When people get served, the person that has served them or, you know, has put in the request has no control over how they get served. Absolutely none. It's outsourced. Mm-hmm. So if people thought Sudeikis did this, they're fucking idiots.
I want you to go to her at her moment of when she's shining on stage.
Like, she's a young, burgeoning director, and like, it's still the mother of
an up and coming director. Yeah.
Like, obviously, you know, he's fighting for custody. I don't know how tumultuous their split was, but he obviously, I don't think, wants to embarrass the mother of his kids.
No.
And in a custody hearing, this looks bad for Sudeikis if this was a motive of his.
News dump. CinemaCon announced The Batman 2 is officially in development. Reeves, Pattinson, and Katvitz, all Batvitz.
Two bat, two man.
Nailed it. Gotham Drift.
I don't want, and we talked about this a little bit during our review, I don't want as heavy as a Catwoman presence in this. I want her to maybe pop in at the beginning or the end, but I think we need to continue building this Gotham, which obviously we're going to have the Gotham PD show, whatever the hell it's supposed to be called now.
Arkham.
I just don't know. Unless in this movie she's actively working against bats, I don't know how you do it.
And then, you know, do we get a Robin here? Do we get introduced to, say, a Two-Face, a Mr. Freeze? Is it Court of Owls? Do they do more with the Penguin? Let's see what happens. I have complete faith in Reeves.
Carte blanche, for sure.
Yep. Like, people that are asking for specific things, like, I might want things in my mind, but literally, whatever he chooses to do, whatever, I'm in.
Yeah, this is one of those movies, so I don't, you know, I think we're still at the point where not a lot of people, especially if they got kids, can make it to the theater for a three-hour movie. But I'm saying this because a college roommate of mine texted me the other day and said, finally watched The Batman. Holy shit, incredible. Mm-hmm. So this is like, I think because, you know, and we always want to build these shared universes, but for people that aren't as avid moviegoers as us, a movie like this in its own universe plays a lot better. And I think you'll see that with the random movie fans.
So until Reeves drafts a guard out of Chattanooga State, in Reeves we trust. News dump. Also at CinemaCon, a preview for The Flash, a new trailer. And in the trailer, they get nuts.
I don't know if you recall this, but when me, you, and Keith reviewed this movie or did the best in series, I listed this as the worst quote from every Batman franchise.
As someone that loves said quote, I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if you're hearkening back to Keaton's Batman, this is what you want to go with. Obviously, it's recognizable, but it's recognizable because I make fun of it. Some people love it, but I don't want... this is going to be hard to describe my feelings on this. I don't want them to like lean so heavily back into Keaton's Batman. I want him to be on the screen for like 8 minutes. That's it.
Well, I want more than that. But what I want is for him to maybe reference some stuff that either happened during his movies or things that happened after. That's really what I want, is like, what has he been up to over the past 30 years more than anything else? I don't want him quoting himself.
Right. And because we just got Spider-Man No Way Home, mm-hmm. we have all these ideas and things we wish they would have done with the Spider-Man, like them yeah. updating us on what happened in the last 10 years. And to your point, Keaton, we want to hear a little bit of like the battles we didn't get to see on screen. I don't yeah. know if we get that, but that's clearly a wish of all of the fans.
So I think the biggest thing to come out of this is that we get a long-haired, bearded Batman. Now, that's not really the big thing. The big thing is several iconic bat suits, which then ask the question, is this what leads into a Batman Beyond? Because we get all of the new tech bat suits of him. He's an older man. He might need a suit that gives him 10 times the strength or something like that.
Yeah, and because of all the trouble surrounding Ezra Miller's personal life, is that a swerve that they are now considering? I don't know if they went into it thinking that, you know, this Batman Beyond stuff. But if this movie is relatively successful and people really love this older take on Batman with Keaton, is that now something that's on the table?
I mean, I'm calling it right now. At the end of this movie, it's just going to cut to like a freeze frame. And then Ezra Miller's slide is just going to go up into the sky to say Ezra went back to his home planet and died on the way back. Much like Poochie.
I mean, how is he going to top his number one all-time cinema great moment of running into the Speed Force?
That's the big issue with a movie, is that when you already have done the greatest thing of all time, what's the encore?
I just picture him, the ending you just put, but him flying away in the grease car, not even running.
It was purgatory all along. News dump. Also at CinemaCon, we got a trailer, and this was also put on the Twitter, of Jurassic World Dominion. And once again, I can only say this so many times. Since 1997, all we've wanted is dinos in the real world. And here we are.
Goo, the more I see about the movie, the more I want to see the movie.
Am I excited about this?
I don't want to say excited.
I don't want to say excited either. I was tweeting yesterday. I'm like, do I want to say I'm excited? Because I think I am, but I don't want to be.
The upside of it, if they do everything well, it's going to be fucking awesome. Because mm-hmm. like you just alluded to, we've all wanted to see these dinosaurs operating in like today's world. So you end up with this natural evolution versus like man-made, you know, trinkets, gadgets, fucking ships versus flying dinosaurs. It's a really cool dynamic, and it's an interesting battle to see who will win out.
Which, by the way, YouGov, of course, I'm there constantly, nonstop. They surveyed 2,000 American adults about how they felt about cloning dinosaurs and bringing them to the modern day. And somehow, some way, 32% of Americans, they're into this.
Where do you draw the line, though?
Well, I think some people here drew the line. They said only 10% of them want a T-Rex, to, I would say, let's get rid of those 10% of people.
Gone.
Yeah.
Gone. And those,
like, that was the, you know, that was the test. That was the test to get rid of people.
These are the same 10% that like all the Zack Snyder stuff. Same people. Get them out of here. Send them off planet. See you. You and the T-Rexes can go to Mars. We'll be all set.
Bring a real life T-Rex back.
Like, I would like to see a clone dinosaur, but then you got to figure out which dinosaur do you want to clone. And that's a slippery slope. And if you get one, it's like if you get a dog, you need a second one to keep the dinosaur company. You can't have one lonely dinosaur. You need two dinosaurs. And then if you have two, you might as well have eight.
I only want one Brontosaurus. That's it. Like a big majestic, a big majestic dinosaur that's not going to hurt us unless it steps on you.
And just let it like roam the Sahara.
It can do whatever it wants.
Put it. You can't keep it in a zoo.
Well, find out what its natural habitat was and then just let it roam.
Earth. All of Earth.
Yeah. That's its home. News dump. Chip and Dale got a new trailer. And this movie, I feel like they went into my mind and said, what does Goo want?
The minute I heard Sam Berg narrating this in the first 8 seconds of this trailer, I'm like, this is Goo. This is a movie for Goo.
It's for me.
The first visuals of this movie, I was like, I don't think I like this or want this. Now, all the way in. After this trailer, I love it. Love it. I love the idea of Will Arnett playing a middle-aged over-the-hill Peter Pan and just being like the villain of the movie. Mm-hmm. And I also think we have some like Roger Rabbit potential here. That's sort of what this is harkening back to.
And he's in the movie too.
I'm intrigued because of how much they can play with the crossovers here. I'm intrigued as to how many characters we see. And I like that they're playing with the CGI versus old school anime. I really like everything it's doing.
How many times in the movie do you think John Mulaney will say, "as one does"? News dump. Got a Lightyear trailer. And these trailers aren't necessarily pulling me in per se. This looks very good. It looks visually stunning. And I'm sure that it's going to be maybe the best Pixar movie in a couple years. But how excited are you?
Goo, this movie looks like a blast. Nay, dare I say, a buzz. Huh?
That's not a synonym.
Didn't really land that one. No. I think this looks awesome. It looks cool. It looks action-packed. And we haven't really seen a Pixar movie like this one. Mm-hmm. So I'm intrigued to see how adult-themed they get, because it does seem more, you know, teen to adult geared than little child geared. I think it looks really cool. Buzz Lightyear, when I was a kid, you know, Woody's fine. Buzz was everyone's favorite. He had the cool suit.
And it's Tim Allen.
Right.
Oh?
Like, I like that they're going into the Zerg stuff. I like that they're actually, like, filling out that lore that we learned about 20 years ago.
And then don't be surprised, because Tim Allen is not playing Buzz in this movie. He's played by Chris Evans, who's a liberal cuck, of course. But Tim Allen, I'm pretty sure, will make an appearance in this movie as a toy voice, because the toy is based off the astronaut.
Right. Right, right. I could see them doing something like that.
News down. We got our first little poster and discussion of the Barbie movie that is coming out on September 21st, 2023. And this is an all-star cast, Greta Gerwig, for some reason. And my question to you, Mac, are we being punked?
This actually, I don't know if you remember this. I talked about this movie two or three movie drafts ago. It was in development that long ago. Yeah. The pandemic certainly fucked with it, but Margot Robbie has been attached to it the whole time. And so I think that's the driving force in it. And with Greta Gerwig attached, I think you're going to see her play with the idea of Barbie trying to keep up with these impossible expectations and it being a whole woman empowerment thing. So I think it'll play well because of that. But I just want to see Margot Robbie in Barbie outfits.
Will this movie get Oscar buzz?
Honestly,
It might.
Yep. And especially if it goes down the path that I just talked about, you know, Gerwig might get nominated. She might get nominated. I think this is especially true for Robbie.
I would love it if whoever's presenting, we know it won't be Will Smith, but they go, and the winner is Margot Robbie, Barbie? News down. I bet it's Ashton Kutcher who's presenting the award. It's a callback to when I said punked.
Right, right.
Mac, we got
We're
some
really
news.
Fucking nailing jokes today.
And the trailer will be out soon because we got a little thing being like, hey, you want to see this trailer early? And we're like, for a different movie, maybe. Yeah. But Avatar, The Way of the Water, will be released Christmas time this year, the 16th of December. And I only have one thing to say, and that is Papyrus!
So two things here. We get an official title and the official date, so it won't be pushed back. It has been in production for 35 years, so that makes sense. Also,
the sequel was in production before the original one was.
We got the release of the next three after this as well, their titles and their dates.
Do you have them?
No, of course not.
Can I guess them?
Avatar? Sure.
Avatar. Trees.
Not, Avatar, not far off.
The skies are blue. Avatar, don't ruin the rainforest.
Yeah, roughly. You pretty much covered it all there.
There we go.
I have no interest in seeing this movie. I will see it. I have no interest in... If I have to pay money to see this movie, I won't. If we get a screener, I'll see it. The other weird thing, which has not happened to us before, and you know now that it's going to be a full court press the next 6-7 months advertising for this movie, we got an official invitation, not for a screening, but to watch this trailer. In a theater.
Yeah.
How long is this trailer?
Is it like the one for Tenet that was 5 minutes long or 10 minutes long?
I think this only works, and I could see them start doing this type of thing in the future. We happen to have the Doctor Strange screening the same evening, so this is an hour before.
If they say, show up a half an hour early, we'll show you this 10-minute trailer.
Right. All in on that.
Which I'd be in on that for different movies. I could not care at all about the Na'vi tribe.
No.
Unless they're a real tribe, then I'm sorry I just said that.
And give it, like, even I remember when this movie came out. I was in college. I think I was a sophomore or a junior.
I think I was 3 years old when the first one came out.
And I remember it being 50-50. It split. Some people fucking loved it because of the visuals and whatnot. And some people were like, that movie wasn't that good.
I love the message.
I was of the, I don't think that was that good part of the crowd. And, you know, it is visually like kind of fun, especially back then, but it's been way too long, dude. Wait, it's like 13 years
that were the 50 that didn't like it. You're on the wrong side of history because for a very long time, it was the greatest movie of all time.
Right.
It made the most amount of money. Therefore best.
You just throw Zoe Saldana in a movie and it wins.
News dump. Hard to discuss Top Gun. It's the greatest movie of all time. Let's move on to John Wick 4. Some footage was shown, but more importantly, a spinoff was announced, and it'll star Ana de Armas as ballerina. And color me excited, because she was the best part of the last Bond movie. And if it's 2 hours of that, yabo.
Yeah, I have to assume she's going to be in John Wick 4 too, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of a backdoor pilot. You know, that's an official term right there.
Sure is. They had one of those in Gossip Girl with the parents.
So I think I think John Wick 4 is going to do a lot of that, because I don't think Keanu Reeves is going to keep playing this character forever.
Yeah.
So there'll be a lot of introducing new things in this John Wick world. I'm sort of over John Wick, but I'll see this.
I'm not. News dump. Before CinemaCon, we got the news that Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, the second movie and the third movie, both delayed. This next one has been moved to June 2nd, 2023. And then the next one, the year after that. But whatever, take your time, get it done. The choice is yours. Don't be late.
Yeah, real bummer for me, who got an absolute steal on this in the 2022 movie draft. But yeah, just make this movie as good as possible. I do find it bizarre that it got delayed 6 months when there was no talk of that at all the last few months, but whatever. Just make it as good as possible and we'll be happy.
News dump.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Blah! Mac, Moon Knight, Midnight, and episode 5 dropped this past Wednesday. And might I say that it is the most emotional Disney Plus episode that we've gotten probably since episode 8 of WandaVision, which is where we learn her backstory, her family, and how she became who she was. Also, I believe Loki 5 was also a kind of emotional one. I can't think back to which Loki episode it was, but there was a Loki episode. But this is Oscar Isaacs at their best. Little parent trap situation here.
I think Oscar Isaac should win a fucking Emmy for this episode. That's how good he is.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I still don't love the episode in terms of the overarching Moon Knight story, but it was cool to see sort of the birth of the character we got in the first 4 episodes.
Yeah.
But honestly, and I've been as big of an Oscar Isaac detractor as there is.
Mm-hmm.
He's been really good in this show. He was amazing in this episode.
Is the reason why they got someone like Oscar Isaac.
Right, right. And you can see that now. I still don't really have any clue how they're going to wrap this up. One episode left. But I can't stress enough how fucking good he was in this episode.
Like, I don't really love this show. I'll tell you right now, it's a little all over the place. I really, really like this episode. This was the first episode that I didn't fall asleep during. I don't know if that's something with the show or with my COVID.
That much, but he was so good that it kept me.
I was pulled in the entire time, though.
Yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat. I was laying on the floor like this, waiting for more to happen. Now, was it action-packed? No. Do I need it to be action-packed? I don't know, because the CGI suit doesn't do it for me.
Ah, see, I like it. I really like it. But the interesting thing here is I'm starting to think we're not going to get any sort of connection or crossover in this finale episode. Mm-hmm. But what it has done already is sort of established this new territory for the MCU, this... You know, we've talked kind of like the astral plane, afterlife sort of stuff. And we see that in Black Panther.
Yeah.
And this is doing a lot of that and it's expanding upon that. So yeah. I'm sure that's going to be necessary and important in the future. It just doesn't mean a lot to us right now.
The hippo even says, a little spoiler here, but one of many afterlives.
Right.
So no one's afterlife is closed off. They're not saying there's only one afterlife. There's many of afterlives. Mm-hmm. News dump. Late Night with James Corden. Looks like it will be wrapping up at the end of 1 year from now, question mark? I don't know. James Corden signed a one-year deal, and he said that he's probably done with the Late Night show. Cool. You had enough.
Yeah, he'll be done after 2023. I know a lot of people don't like James Corden, but as far as like Late Night hosts go, he's certainly different. He's creative. You've seen a lot of stuff come out of his show.
He makes viral stuff. I hate him, but he knows how to make viral stuff.
I find him funny half the time.
There's another one-star review for us.
I know you don't like him, but I don't mind him at all. I don't know like what his path's going to be, though. He was obviously an actor beforehand. You know, he can sing and dance a little bit. Because he's sort of become so memeable and like over the top, I can't see him becoming a serious actor. So I don't know what he does next.
No, I don't think he's ever going to be a serious actor. I assume that he'll do more of like those part roles where he plays like the friend in a movie or voiceover stuff, or maybe he'll go back to Broadway if he ever did that. He'll be a theater actor. That's what he wants to do.
I think more realistically is you see him get a deal with one of these streaming services and he does something like that.
I certainly hope not. News dump. This week in the DSG, we did a split episode of The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent starring Nicolas Cage and also a top 10 of celebrities playing themselves in movies.
Yeah, please go see that movie because I want everyone to
I love that movie.
How awesome it is.
I love it.
It's a funny conversation to have.
And then I believe that PCP did a jukebox of 2007 movies.
No. Songs.
That's songs. I don't know what they do, man. Shut up. And then CMM, I don't know if it was this week or last week, but they did Infinity War recently.
No, they did Build a Cinema for 2006, where they draft movies based on genre. So you need a comedy.
Okay, so they did that this week. Infinity War was last week.
Okay. All right.
And then the big news out of the DSG this week is that Dork did the combined all of our aggregate scores for the top 50 comic book movies. They did 50 through 26 this week. And a little teaser here. We're coming at you with another news dump on Monday, and we're going to not break down what they've done, but just kind of recap.
We'll react to a little reaction here of
maybe some movies that should be higher, should be lower. But it's going well so far, and you can check us out with the Dork Podcast on May 15th. That is a Sunday at 3 o'clock. For 25 through 1 live at Idle Hands Craft Ales.
I think so far, I don't know if anyone's doing math on it, but I like to keep track just because, you know, I went out of my way to make a list of 50 movies.
Yeah.
Of those first 25, I actually had 19 of them. I think I might end up with the list with the most amount of movies on the top 50, but I also felt like I love rating things and I feel like I do a decent job removing bias, whereas you had probably Ninja Turtles at like 10 on your list.
28.
And where'd you have the first Batman?
7.
That's the sort of thing I'm talking about.
It kind of set the tone for everybody else, bro.
Like, you, Fryer, really dive into your tastes. Davey forgot 35 movies. Keith is another one that, like, when he loves a movie, he loves it. I obviously, I'm higher and lower on some. Like, I'm super high on Guardians 2. Mm-hmm. I'm higher on Dark Knight Rises than most, so I feel like I didn't miss anything, though, which is good. I know we don't know
by the way,
25 is yet.
Everyone go to Twitter right now and tell us who you think is more into hentai, Fryer or Shime. Because Fryer, it seems like the obvious choice because all of his movies are animated here and you go check what he's doing on his laptop. God knows what.
Right.
But anytime that we bring it up to him, he's like, Shime probably likes it more than I do, which sounds like a little deflection if you ask me.
It seems like they've had a conversation is what that sounds like.
Do you think they're in a club?
They have a Twitter chat where they just share the hottest and greatest hentai porn.
Isn't that a oxymoron?
I don't know.
I think by definition, it just is. All right, the producer's giving me one of these.
Yeah, wrap so it up.
That'll do it for News Dump. Check us out on Monday. News Dump.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.